Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, August 12th, 2019, 6 p.m. First item of business is establish a quorum. Scott?
Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill. Randy Hayes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer. Roger Haynes and Devin Huff.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Scott, would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures and exhibits?
Yes, I'd like to welcome you to the August 12, 2019 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division III permit application, which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please complete the sign-up sheet before the hearing begins, and if you wish to speak for or against an application, please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley in the front of the room, and then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not anyone in attendance in the audience. No comments or disruptions from the audience will be tolerated, and the person or persons causing the disruption may be asked to leave the Commission hearing room. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you.
Thank you. A couple of items of clarification. Under concepts, the medical marijuana facility has withdrawn the application, so that will not be on the agenda this evening. And another item of clarification, under communication, we've got a discussion of traditional zoning amendment concerning nightly rental. There will be an open discussion, but there will not be any questions or comments taken from the audience in reference to that. First item of business is review and action of the July 8th, 2019 meeting minutes. Are there any corrections or changes to the minutes presented?
I would move to approve as presented.
Got a motion to approve?
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes are approved. Moving on to public hearing and final vote. First item is Branson Cedars Resort.
Hello, gentlemen. Good seeing you again.
Good evening.
Scott, you want me to talk?
Either way that we want to go, I got a little bit of
presentation. Yeah, let's let Scott go first.
I got this one started off with the decision of record that I put in your packet. Didn't change anything on items 1 through 5, which is pretty much the decision of record for a plat. But I did add what's in red on items 6 and 7. It's all roads within Oakmont Phase 4 subdivision shall be constructed in compliance with the Taney County road standards and are hereby approved by the Planning Commission as private. To be private roads, the Planning Commission has to approve them as private roads. Now, where private roads are permitted, the restrictive covenants must contain provisions to assure maintenance of the streets and sidewalks and other common improvements. Restrictive covenants must be approved by the planning administrator and must be recorded with the final plat. Private streets shall be constructed in accordance with the Taney County road standards. Any private street located within an ingress, egress, utility, and drainage easement shall have the same width as the right-of-way provided for local streets in the Taney County road standards. And then 7 is prior to recording of the final plat, a variance from the Board of Adjustment will have to be approved for the setback deficit on the treehouse to the proposed road right-of-way. That's only two changes I made to that staff recommendation of decision of record. So starting with the plat on this upper end, the treehouse sets here as they come in. They were 10 feet from the MoDOT right-of-way and then a 50-foot wide easement. I measured the walkway that came down, and the edge of this walkway was 45 feet from the MoDOT right-of-way, so that would be 15 feet into the easement. So that's where the variance comes into play. If they'll have to take the walkway off to get it out of the right-of-way, because we couldn't approve a plat with a structure in it. And then Michael has these two lots for a warehouse down here, lots 16 and 17. There's a 30-foot platted easement, but any lot on a plat has to have a 50-foot road right-of-way. So, I mean, he could build those and not lot around them any time he wanted. He just had to get the construction permit, and they'd be his on his land, and he wouldn't need to plat that. So we'll have to find out if he's wanting to plat around those for some reason. The other area of concern was along these three lots. The cars that parked in front of the cabins that were there actually were parking in the road right-of-way. So in combination with these engineers, they came up with a plan to put parking on this lot 14A, which I think solved that issue very well. And that allowed him to keep this road platted as is and then add the lots to the side. But to continue the pictures, and I can go back to any of these. This is the entrance. This cabin's going to be okay. I measured it, so there's no variance needed on it. There's just the road going in. And this is just the intersection that they cleaned up. We had numerous conversations with these engineer architect that they cleaned that area up. There's some already platted road and some different areas. They did a good job of cleaning that up. But Doug, did you see anything that was
no.
Red flag? I didn't.
And we're in agreement with all of Scott's recommendations. We intend to comply with the Board of Adjustment. I'll go before them and see if we can do a variance on that ramp. If not, I'll remove it and reconfigure it. The road itself, those three lots that we're talking about, they were platted before we bought the property, and for some reason the builder, well, I know why. The builder built at the front end of it because there's nothing but a drop-off behind it. But I think with the 14 or 13 additional parking spots, they'll have plenty of places to park, and it's just a short walk to the cabins. As far as everything else, the warehouses, we will have a 50-foot right-of-way in front of them, so we would go ahead and plat it as a lot. That way, it's just our bank likes it that way. It's weird. We're okay with it. Other than that, we're here to answer any questions or any comments about water and sewer, electric, anything.
Any specific questions? During concept, we went through most of this, and you've come back with a much more detailed plan. So to the development. If no direct questions for the applicant, anyone want to entertain a motion?
Public hearing.
Oh, sorry. Yep. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Jumping the gun here. Making an assumption. Is there anybody for this application? Is there anyone opposed to this application?
I do have one other, just a little bit that I had written up to read that I hadn't got to. There's some items that we'll need, which they know, and I've given them, but just so the board knows, before that plat can be recorded, which is the engineer's report, which is a traffic study and et cetera. Restrictive covenants to ensure the road maintenance. MDNR compliance approval on his wastewater modifications. He's been in contact with me. Devin will have to look at the road construction plans that Todd comes up with and just give his, yeah, that looks all right. And, of course, the variance for the treehouse, and then a security for the public improvements if the plat's filed before the improvements are complete, which can be a performance bond, irrevocable letter of credit, or cash bond. So And he's been made aware of all those, but I was just letting the board know.
Yeah, our plan is to get the infrastructure in and then bond the roads because we want to get everything built before we asphalt it so it doesn't get tore up.
Any other questions? Comments? Discussion to get to a motion?
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to approve.
So we've got a motion to approve the application as presented.
I'll second that motion.
Motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the application, raise your hand, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Motion Thank you, carries. Gentlemen. Appreciate
Thank
the
you.
Effort.
Thank you.
Next item at 641 Mission Lane, Kirbyville, has been postponed, which will move us up to 19-31, which is proposed nightly rental located at 132 Lakeview Drive, Forsyth.
Applicant Gregory Pfeiffer is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit allowing night rental use in an existing single-family home located at 132 Lakeview Drive, Forsyth. This 200-square-foot, one-bedroom, single-family home was built in 2019 and is located in the Pothole Riviera subdivision. The property will be served by Community Well for Water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. Property to the south is the Corps of Engineers, Bull Shoals Lake. Properties located to the east, west, and north are occupied and vacant single-family home residential lots. Project received a total score of 4 on the Eastern Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. Again, this is down by Powersite Dam. Powersite Dam's right down in this area. This is what we call the low road. Devin, is this part of your road yet, or is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And here's just a picture of his home that he's built. That was an older picture. He provided some newer ones. He provided a newer drawing of showing parking here. 68 feet from his neighboring residential property line over to a privacy-type fence that he's built that we'll show you. A picture of his driveway. There's some more recent pictures of his home. Here's his proposed buffer. Standing back on the property line, looking back towards it. And then just another picture of the drive. Then we have your standard special use, Division 3, nightly rental, decision of record with no changes.
And Scott, before we get going, can we add to the minutes that Roger's shown up?
Yes, I've written it down here, but that's...
You've got that?
Yep.
All right.
608. And I'm going to turn it over to the applicant.
Okay, you want to give a update?
Yeah, I own this piece of land right here, and the house sits right there. And then this is a private drive that comes over off of Smith Lane. And this is a public use area, I think the Corps.
That's the Corps of Engineers property.
Yeah. But there is an egress from all the way through these lots, all the way through there. It's a right-of-way. No, it's not a clear road at this time. Okay, see that picture again?
I'll get you a better one here.